to ask you, what did you feel that you learned from your experience with Andy, that you feel that now you, when you approached your this new experience with Luca, that you feel it helps, you know?
For me, it's about the work ethics, the intensity that Andy has always put in every day, every morning, every afternoon, in every session that he was doing, whether it was on the court or outside. So this, as a player also, I find the in my own experience also that it was very important in achieving the Grand Slam wins and the number one ranking. So I think that's something that is really, really important to reach the highest level. And trying to stick to the player's game, what the strength are, each of them. Andy and Lucas has very different. They have both very different weapons in their games and weaknesses as well. So trying to work on both to make sure everything improves and always looking for the detail that is going to make the difference, try to find it.
And just in terms of the public scrutiny around it as well, obviously with Andy it was a lot. Luca was telling us yesterday.
It was much, much bigger with Andy. It was also the first time. It was 4 or 5 years ago. So things changed a little, not that much. I mean, Lucas wasn't such a high player profile as Andy was at the time. So the tension was not as big. It's becoming bigger now because he's in the semis. But for me, I don't really care about this, to be honest. I just make sure that we do the right job every day, and that's what matters.
I mean, Lucas said that he feels like times have changed, attitudes are changing a little bit. Do you think, can that kind of be Andy's legacy, maybe, in a way? He's spoken so much about equality.
Well, it's one part of his his legacy. He's been really outspoken about equality, about women being able to coach, whether a male player or a female player. He's been really proactive in this area, so it's definitely going to be one thing that people are going to remember, I think, about him. And the fact he hired me at the time probably put the idea at least in Lucas' mind, maybe to think, yeah, maybe she can help me.
There are not many female coaches on the men's tour, but there aren't many female
both,
coaches
yeah,
on the
both
women's
tours. Yeah.
Now, why is it so difficult for women to coach women?
Well, maybe the fact that they have children and then to leave the children. It's a job that you have to travel a lot to be able to do it in the right way, in the proper way. So I think that's also what makes it pretty difficult. Maybe the guys feel that they can leave more easily. I mean, I'm privileged in a way that I'm able to bring all my family with me, so that is not for me a limit or something that would provide me to do it. So that's but I think it's a tough job in that part. You leave your family behind. I mean, 95% of the coaches have to leave the family behind, so it's pretty difficult, I think.